Gemara Nazir, Daf Nun Het, Masechet dedicated for Refua Shlema Moshe Ben Dina. Enna Refanelo Verekle Hasidav Yishmor. Amen. Today's Daf Le'ilu Nishmat Ovadia Ben Rina. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu Begin Eden. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Zayin Amud Bet. And we are on the bottom of the Amud. And we are at the Lema HaKafat Kol HaRosh Tana'ei. So we're talking about over here a subject that seems is a recurring subject in Masechet Nazir. And that is the Hakafat HaRosh. We know you're not allowed to cut the pe'ot off. That's well established. Question is, does it apply only if you cut your pe'ot off, or if you cut, even if you cut the whole head off? Everybody agrees if you just cut your pe'ot off, for sure you're oved. Question is, what about if you cut the pe'ot along the rest of the head? Is that considered an isur or not of bal takifu? So actually the Gemara is going to say now that might be subject to a mahlokim. So the Gemara begins, Lema hakafat kol harosh tana'ehi. Let us say that this concept of being mekif, being shaving the whole head off, is actually a mahloket amongst the tana'im. We're going to find two braitot. Braita number one, the tanu rabbanam rosho. So we have a story of a metzora. So we know that when the metzora gets healed, part of his process is he has to shave all his hair. So it says in the pasuk, Rosho, matamudoma. What does it have to say, Rosho? Because really it says, et kol se'aro. So if it says, et kol se'aro, obviously Rosho is included. Lefi she'ne'emar, because we have another pasuk that's written, lo takifu pe'at roshechem, that you're not allowed to make hakafa. That's isur. Yachol, af mesura ken. Do you think the mesura also will be subject to that isur, and maybe she not be allowed to cut his head off? Tamud amar rosho, which means the rosho comes and teaches us, it overrides it, which sounds like to me over here that really lo takifu, the whole head is isur de oraita outside of mitzorah. That's why we have a special pasuk in mitzorah that says rosho, that the mitzorah's tiglachat will push off the isur de oraita of bal takifu. So it is isumna Torah bal takifu, and Mitzorah overrides it. Gezerat the katuv, the pasuk says rosho. And now the Gemara says v'tanya idach. But we have another braita, rosho mat Talmud Omar. What does rosho come and teach me? Lefishin emar gaben nazir. What did it say by the nazir? Ta'ar lo ya'avor al rosho. You're not allowed to put a ta'ar. Not allowed to cut his hair, as we know. Yachol af nazir mitzurakin. What if the nazir becomes a mitzura in the middle of his term? So now we're going to say, well, he's a nazir. He can't cut his hair, but the mitzurah's got to cut his hair. So what does he do? So the Gemara comes along and says, Tamud omar rosho. What does rosho come and teach us? That the mitzurah that got healed, he has to cut his hair, even though he is a nazir. So that sounds like that from the fact that he's not learning it le'inyan bal takif, that because you don't need a pasuk to come and allow me bal takif. Sounds like bal takif already was permissible. The issue was cutting the hair of the nazir he used the pasuk for. So the Gemara is going to frame the machloket in the two braitot as follows. My love, tana'ehi. And the Gemara explains, leman de'amar, according to the second braita, the nazir, which is the bright of the nazir, that Rosho comes and tells me that a nazir mitzora should cut his hair. So kasabar hakafat kol harosh lo shemeh hakafa. Therefore, cutting the whole head off is not considered a problem. And if I don't need a pasuk to come along to be matir it. So therefore, he'll use the pasuk to come and matir me something else. And what is that something else? The nazir is not allowed to cut his hair at all. So therefore, but if he's a mitzorah, the pasuk comes along and says rosho, that he will be able to. V'chi atakera. And what is the pasuk rosho coming to tell me? Lemidche et lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. When it comes to nazir, we have a lo ta'aseh and an aseh. The lo ta'aseh is ta'ar lo ya'avor. And the second pasuk of the aseh is gadel pera, grow his hair. So the hadush is that the pasuk of rosho by mitzorah is coming to be pushing away an aseh and a lo ta'aseh of the nazir. But I don't need the pasuk to come and push away bal takif, because there's no issue of bal takif when you do the whole head. The idach, braita number one, that's the way we're going to refer to them, braita number one, savar hakafat kol harosh sheme hakafa. So you got to push that off. We don't. It's not for granted that hakafat harosh is permissible. As a matter of fact, it's not. So therefore, I need a pasuk Rosho to come and tell me just to come and mati the lav. How do I know a mitzora can shave his head? Really, we have a standing isur called baltakif, and the Torah comes along and says no. Aval pichen Rosho, and therefore the aseh of mitzora pushes away the lav gereda, the lav only of bal takifu. So therefore, we have over here Mahloket Tanaim, exactly what we wanted to say. Now we know this is going to be rejected because we saw the Gemara started off with the word lema. Whenever you start a lema, let us say, that already is a hint that let us say, but maybe not. Maybe it's going to be rejected. It's not something that's going to be, because that tips us off that the Gemara is not going to be satisfied with this understanding. And the Gemara says, you're right, Amarava. No, I'm going to go different ways over here now. Really, we could say one way. Dikule alma hakafat kol harosh lo sheme hakafa. Hakafat harosh is nothing. It's okay to do the whole. All that. So I don't need a pasuk to come and matir hakafat harosh. Oh, so then the question then is, v'chi atakira. So then what is the braita coming to teach me that it's coming to matir a mitzora? I don't need it to come to be matir a mitzora. There's no issur of hakafat kol harosh. So the first braita, number one, what is he coming to tell me? I don't need you to come and tell me, oh, a mitzora is allowed to cut his whole head off. Everybody's allowed to cut their whole head off. So what's the rosho coming to tell me in braita number one? So Gemara says, ah, tell you the chidush. V'chi'at akra, kegon shekif v'nosof gilayah. Look what the guy did. He cut his peor off first, the mitzora. He did it in two stages. He cut his peor first, which normally would be Asud, and then he continued. Phase two, he cut the rest of his head off, which ultimately he has to do because he is a mitzvah. So the questions I might have thought that what? Kevan de'ilu gilcha b'chad zimna lo mechayev. Since if he would have done it in one shot, clearly there's no problem because we hold that hakafa tarosh lasheme hakafa. So the hadush over is ki yekif v'levesof gileach namen lo mechayev. That even if you did it in two stages or two phases, it'll be okay also. And you need a pasuk for that. Because even though at this stage right now, when the guy cut his peot off, that's normally contemptuous. The hadush is that he continued. And therefore, that's what the book was coming to matir. That even if you do it in two stages, it's going to be okay. That's the hadush of the Gezerat HaKatuv. That not only if you did it in one stage, which for sure would be more permissible, because hakafat arosh lafshem hakafa. Even if you did it in two stages, where at this point, after you cut your peot off, normally that would be isur, kamash balan, you can continue. That's what the hadush of Rosh Hashanah is. The Gemara says, impossible. Because we know the standing rule that any time we say that an aseh is doheh, a lo ta'aseh, that's only if you have no way out. But if you have a way to not be over anything, of course you got to take that option. So if you could do it in one shot, so you got to do it in one shot. We're not going to let you go cut the peot off, which is technically an isur at that point, and then say, oh, let me finish it. That the Torah will not be matir that. The rule will be, do it in one shot. We're not going to give you a heter to do it in two shots, if there's a way to do it without being transgressing anything. That's Gemara's next question. This is by the mitzorah. By the mitzorah, that's the current state. The rule is by mitzorah. Umi ketav kanach. What are you telling me, Rava? You think the pasuk Rosho by mitzorah is coming to say that? Ve'amar Reish Lakish, and we saw this. Kol makom shatam oseh aseh ve'lo taaseh. Whatever they have here, aseh and lo taaseh. Im ata yachol lekayem et sheneihem mutav. If you can fulfill both of them without having transgressing and pushing anything off, vada you should do it. Ve'im lav yavo aseh ve'itchei lo taaseh. Right, which is if you have no choice to be aseh dochei lo taaseh, fine. But here, what allows you to cut the peot first, which is a transgression at that point, and then finish it in the second stage and do the hair? Do it in one shot. Do it in one shot. And therefore, that cannot be what Rosh is coming to tell me. Because the Torah will not tell me to do an isur if I have an option to do it better.
But that's... Dafka, what the pasuk is coming. Otherwise, I wouldn't.
No, they're saying that's a chedush. The Torah would not come and tell you because it goes against the rules. Why would you be matir? It's a chedush in itself that you wanted to tell me.
But this is where we're learning. I said, "Hello, I said this is Gezat HaKatuv. It's Gezat HaKatuv, Rosho. then why don't I learn it? Then? No, yeah, because I wouldn't allow this, and now I do.
No, because it's a bigger hadush already that you wanted to say that you could do it in two stages. That's why the Gemara over here had to give us a sivara. Why the Gemara have to give me a sivara over here? Kivan di ilu gilha b'had zimna lo mehayib. How can the Gemara just say?
Right.
Why is the Gemara even explaining me a logic? Because if you did it in one shot, it would be okay. Then we get in two shots. Because it's such a hadush that without a sivara, we would not have learned that pasuk that way. And the Gemara say, no, it is too big of a hadush. Because we wouldn't learn it that way because it's wrong. Because not only are you coming to tell me I can do it in two stages, but it doesn't work like that. And the Gezat goes to two machines. If I can explain the Roshah in another way, I'm going to explain it in another way that's more feasible according to our rules. Why do you have to jump to this hadush? And Abba's trying to answer. It's not uchah. He's trying to answer. Oh, the person's coming to tell me this. Wow, it's a big hadush. So much so the Gemara even had to give a sivara why I would go that far to say. Okay, man, if you did it in one shot, it's okay. So I would say, just say it's because of the hadush. So he has to say, I know I'm saying a hadush. But I got a sivara behind why I'm saying this. So the Gemara answers back. It's too big of a hadush to put in the pasuk because it breaks the rule of the shtakish, and therefore you got to find something else the way to learn Rosho. The Tosfot has a similar way of understanding it. Okay, so Gemara says, fine. So this let's remember what we're saying over here. Mm-hmm. We're going back now to try to explain what is Rosho coming to say. Sounds like we have two braitot. And so it's like one braita is saying that hakafat rosh is a problem. One braita is saying hakafat rosh is not a problem. The Gemara says, no, ela. Really, hakafat arosh is a problem. Oh, so therefore I have no problem with braita number one. Braita number one that comes along and says, I need a pasuk of rosho to override hakafat arosh. It's good. So the question is, what about the second braita? Where is the second braita going to know that you can override hakafat arosh? Uman demokim lekra lemidhe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. But according to the second braita, that said what? That is talking about Nazir. And therefore, what is the pasuk coming to tell me that a Nazir that's a Metzorah, the Metzorah is able to cut his hair, and it's Dohe, the Aseh and Lot Aseh of Nazir. So Aseh, Dohe, Lot Aseh, Ve'aseh. So then the Gemara says, Lav Gireda Minale. How does he know that an Aseh pushes away a lo ta'aseh without an aseh? How do we know that it pushes away a lo ta'aseh alone? Which means the whole reason why he didn't explain the pasuk in a stam mesorah is because he must have had it from somewhere else. He doesn't need a pasuk to come and tell me that the shaving of a mesorah is okay because of aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. He must know that from somewhere else. That's why he used the pasuk to teach me aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh by Nazir. So the question is, where is his source for aseh dohe lo ta'aseh? He says, oh, he has a different source. Like we learned on daf mem, aleph, yalif megididim. He learns it from sisit. What did it say by sisit? The amar kira lo tilbash sha'atnez. That you're not allowed to wear sha'atnez. And then what does it say? It says next to that pasuk, gididim ta'aseh lecha, make sisit. What's the hadush between sisit and sha'atnez? Vetanya lo tilbash sha'atnez. However, you're allowed to make sisit, which is meaning you're allowed to wear a linen garment, and we know that you have to wear techelet. The techelet is wool, and therefore the Torah is allowing sha'atnez to be overridden in the case of sisit. That's the mitzvah aseh sisit is dochen lo taaseh of sha'atnez. So therefore, that's how he knows aseh dochen lo taaseh. So he doesn't need a pasuk to come along and say the mitzorah is able to shave. Because we know the Mitzvah will be able to shift and over on lot and override Bal Takif. And therefore, what does he learn the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah by Nazir for? For Nazir. To come and tell me that the Nazir is able to be over or transgress, or the Aseh will be Duhada Aseh, but not the Aseh of Nazir. So the Gemara says, Umayn de Nafkale Mirosho. But according to the opinion in the first Braita that learns Aseh Duhel Lo Ta'aseh from Rosh Hashanah, because he learned, it's coming to teach me that the Mitzvah is able to razor his head off, and that's the Hadush that it overrides Bal Takif. So what does he do? My Tama, lo nafka de megididim. Why does he learn aseh dohe lo ta'aseh from? Seed, very good. So the Gemara says, amalecha lechderabah udata. Because he learns the gididim for a different Hadush. What's the Hadush? This is the Rabah, Rameh. Rabba brought a contradiction in two pesukim. One pesuk says ketiv v'natenu al sisit hakanaf, min kanaf. The words petit techeler are extra. Point is, the first derasha teaches us sisit kanaf to teach me that the sisit, the strings and the garment have to be made up of the same material. So al sisit kanaf, whatever the garment is, the sisit have to be the same material. However, we have another pasuk that says uchtiv semru peshtim yachdav. Semru peshtim sounds like that you can have the garment made out of semer, and you're allowed to have the semer made out of peshtim. And therefore, when it says gedinim ta'aser echad, they make sisit over there, that it says from semer upishtim, that the strings are made out of semer upishtim. What do you mean? Semer upishtim sounds like they always have to be made out of semer upishtim, no matter what the garment is made out of. That even if the garment is made out of silk, semer upishtim, cotton, semer upishtim. What do you mean? The first pasuk says they have to be the same. The second pasuk says that the strings always have to be semer upishtim. It sounds like regardless. So the Gemara's doresh. Ketzad, semer upishtim potrin ben beminam ben shelo beminam. Semer upishtim is type O. It's poter everything, as Jackie knows. Which means, if you have a silk garment and you put wool strings, wool is type O. If you have a cotton garment and you put linen strings, poter. So semer upishtim is universal. But however, when it comes to sh'ar minim, outside of semer upishtim, beminam potrin. Shelo beminam empotrin. Let's say one of you silk strings. So strings gonna have a silk garment. And therefore, cotton strings, cotton garment. So that's the chadush of the two pesukim. So therefore, he doesn't use these pesukim to teach me the din of aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. So that's why he needs to learn it from Rosho by Metzora. So at this point over here, we have a mahloke, how to learn the word Rosho. Everybody's gonna agree, bal takif is yisud de'oraita. To cut the whole hair off is yisud de'oraita. Oh, by Nazir, why is it allowed? By Mitzvah, why is it allowed? One rabbi will say, Braita number one, Rosho. Rosho comes to teach me that even though normally Bal Takif called Rosho is Yisud Doraita, be Mitzvah Mutab because of Aseh Dohe, lo Taaseh. Second Braita comes along and tells me, no, the Pasuk is coming to tell me in Nazir Shu Mitzvah that the Aseh of shaving the hair of the Mitzvah overrides the Aseh and the lo Taaseh of Nazir. And the question then is, how does he know the regular rule of Aseh Dohe Lo Taaseh? He learns it from Sisit, Gedim Taaseh Lecha. And what is the other rabbi? Why did he learn it from Gedim Taaseh Lecha? Because he learns it to teach me that you can only use Min Bimino, Kanap Petil, unless you're using Semer U Peshtim. V'ay Tana Denafik Lerosho Lelav Gereda. But according to the opinion of the Braita, Braita number one, that says that the word Rosho is coming to tell me, Aseh dohe lo ta'aseh. So, de'ate aseh v'dache et lo ta'aseh v'aseh min alan. How does he know the rule of Aseh dohe lo ta'aseh v'aseh? We don't have that question on the second Braita, because the second Braita actually learned the Hiddush of Rosho is coming to teach me a case where Nazir is a Metzorah. And a Nazir to cut his hair is an Aseh and a lo ta'aseh, right? Don't cut your hair, gadel pera. So therefore, the Hadush of Rosh is coming to tell me the Aseh is dohe, the lo ta'aseh, the Aseh. But according to the first Braita, that's just coming to tell me Aseh dohe, lo ta'aseh. How did you know the rule of Aseh dohe, lo ta'aseh, the Aseh? So the Gemara says, nafkele mezekano. We know it from the derasha of zekano. Butai, this is the derashot that we had in Daf Mem, and Daf Mem Aleph, you remember, when we went through these derashot previous in this Gemara. Okay, so it says now, Zekano de Tanya, Zekano. Now, Zekano is also a pasuk that's written by the Metzora. So we have a pasuk that says Rosho, and we have a pasuk that says Zekano. So now we're going to discuss the pasuk of Zekano. So what does it mean, Zekano? That's a Daf Mem. Mat Talmud Lomar. What do you have to tell it before? It says, Kol Besaro. So what do you have to tell me, Zekano? So it says, Lefi Shnei Emar Ufat Zekana Lo Yigalehu. By Kohanim, we have a special Isud that Kohanim are not allowed to cut the Peot. So there's a special Isud. Besides the regular Isud that regular people have not to cut the Peot, we have a special Pasuk by Kohanim, Ufat Zekana Lo Yigalehu. So now the question is, Yachol Af Kohen Mesorakin? Let's say the Kohen is a Mesorah. Now Mesorah has to cut his beard. So the question is, he cut his beard, but if he's a Kohen, he has a special Isud. You think we'll override? Talmud Omar Zekano. It comes to tell me Zekano that is able to override. Now, the Isur of the Kohen cutting his beard is an Aseh Nelo Taseh. The Aseh is Uvan Zekanam Lo Yigaleo and Kedoshim to you. And therefore, the Pasuk is coming to tell me that what? The Aseh of Metzorah is Dohe, the Aseh Velo Taseh of the Kohen. We learn that from the words Zekano. Ah, so the Gemara comes along and says, wait, Uman de Mapik le Lerosho la Aseh Velo Taseh. According to the rabbi that learns Aseh, Dohe, Lo Taseh, Aseh, from the word Rosho, because he learned Rosho, is coming to tell me the case of Nazir in Mitzorah. So what is he, why doesn't he learn it from? Nilif me Zekano. Why doesn't he learn it from the Pasuk of Zekano? And learn it from Kohen. Which you can learn the case of Aseh, Dohe, Lo Taseh, from a Kohen that is a Mitzorah. So the Gemara says, wait, wait, before you ask on me, v'letameich, according to your opinion, that what you're coming to say that the hadush of the kohen who's a mitzvah is able to cut his hair, he says, why did you have to learn it from there, from Zekano? The kaimalan be'alma, we have a general standing principle. De lo ate aseh v'dache et lo ta'aseh v'aseh. We have a general rule, which means outside of anything we learned today, the regular rule is aseh dohe lo ta'aseh, but in aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. So therefore, if that rule is already a standing rule, and now you found the pasuk by Kohen Mitzorah that it's okay, so let that become the paradigm to teach it to us all over. Which is, why do we have a rule like that? After your derasha, why do we still have a rule that says, once you're ready, you have your paradigm by Kohen that tells me a Kohen Mitzurak to shave his beard. There you go. So the Gemara says, learn it from Kohen, then it pushes off. The Siddhi Gemara's question is asking back on him. Hold it. If your derasha is such a beautiful derasha, that should become the rule everywhere, but it's not. And you know why it's not? Because Ela mekohen lo yalfinan, because you can't learn from Kohen. You know why you can't learn from Kohen? Ma lekohen sheken lav she'eno shave bakol, because the law of a Kohen, his cutting the peot, does not apply to all Kohanim. It doesn't apply to ladies. So therefore, maybe in such a type of lav that's not shave bakol, that's not across the board, that's when you can say aseh dohen lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. That I let the aseh of Mesorah override the aseh and the lot aseh of Kohanim. It's a weak lot aseh. It's a weak isur because it's not shaveh bakol. That's why you cannot learn from this to apply it to everything.
Shaveh bakol is every Jewish person?
No. In Kohanim themselves. Even in Kohanim themselves, it only applies to the men. But the law of cutting the beard obviously does not apply to the ladies. So maybe that's why you don't learn from here to everywhere else. Because here it's a weak lav. It's a lav she'eno shaveh bakol. So maybe all you can do, as much as you can say is, aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ba'aseh, in a lav like this, which is a weak lav. So similarly comes along and says, so therefore you want to ask me, nazir mikohen nami lo yalif. So therefore I cannot learn the nazir law either from Kohen. Because you want to come and tell me that what? Why don't you learn the aseh, dohe, lo ta'aseh, ba'aseh from Kohen? And therefore, that's how you'll know Nazir. Because Nazir also is aseh. So I can't learn it from there. You know why? Because I just told you. For the same reason why you don't learn this rule to everywhere else, I cannot learn my Nazir rule from the case of Kohen and the Mitzorah. Because the Kohen case is eno shaveh bakol, and therefore mashekin nazir is shaveh bakol. It applies to men and ladies. So therefore, I cannot learn from nazir from mitzurah Kohen. I need a special derashat to teach me nazir itself, that the aseh will be duched alot aseh even by a nazir that is shaveh bakol. Now the Gemara says, according to the opinion that learned Rosho is coming Nazir. And therefore, what's Nazir? That the Aseh of Metzorah is Dohe the lo ta'ase ba'ase of Nazir. So what does he do? Lama li zekano. What does zekano come and tell me? Which means I don't need zekano. Which means if already I learned, exactly, if I learned already ase, duhay lo ta'ase ba'ase from Rosho, so what do I need zekano for? Tell me what? The by a kohen, it's that ase, duhay lo ta'ase ba'ase. I already learned it from Nazir. And by the way, once I learned from Nazir, certainly for Kohen. It's a weaker one. So what do I need Zekano for if already I learned this from Nazir? I mean, Uman demokim lehay Rosho ben Nazir, which is once you're telling me the second Braita that was Mokim, the Nazir Pasuk, the Rosho Pasuk, to come and tell me Aseh duhay lo ta'aseh ba'aseh by Nazir, so lama li Zekano, what do I need it to come and tell me Kohen? No, I need it. Gemara says, "Mebehele." What do you need it for? Lich de Tanya. Skip some of these parentheses over here. Ufad zekanam lo yigalechu. Let's start. Where the Torah says you're not allowed to cut your peot of the zakan of the beard. How? Yachol ab im gilecho b'mispanayim yahayat. You think even with the scissors? No. Tamud lomar v'lo tashchit et peat. Lo tashchit. Use the word hashchata. Hashchata means to destroy it, which means like at the root, and cutting with the scissors would not do that. Oh, so it says lo tashchit, e lo tashchit, yachol leketa b'makedo b'rahitani. Let's say you use a plane or a different type of apparatus that cuts it, you know, very 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 close, maybe made out of wood or metal. You think it'll be hayav? Tamud lomar ufad zekanam lo yigalehu. It says in the beginning of the pasuk. Ufad zekanam lo yigalehu. There's a word called giluach. And giluach is a shave. So then we're learning two things. It has to be something that's at the root, meaning hashchata, but hashchata, that's a giluach. Therefore, ve'eze giluach sheyesh bo hashchata. What is a shave that has a hashchata? Havi omer zeta'ar. That's only with a razor. The mishalad is only by a razor and not by anything else. And therefore, the Torah came and told me by Zekano that what? That the Tiglachat of the Mitzorah is Doher, the Laban, the Asif, Giluach, Zakan, Bekoanim. And that's how I know that the Tiglachat of Mitzorah has got to be with a razor. Which means, how do you know? Oh, we know razor's forbidden. Hazak Baruch. But how do you know that the Mitzorah needs to come with a razor? Maybe he can cut his hair anyway. Ela, from the fact that it comes and says the word zekano, and zekano is coming to teach me that what? That I'm able to cut the Nazir's hair, sorry, the Mitzorah's hair with a razor. That teaches me, if I need a pasuk to come and override it, that teaches me that the way the Mitzorah must do it is with a ta'an, like we learned on Daf Mem. Which means, again, how do you know? There's no, but let me say clear. There's no pasuk that says a mitzvah cuts his hair with a razor. Let's make that clear. No pasuk. So maybe put the depilatory on his head. Maybe use the scissors. How do you know? So therefore he says, from the fact that zikano comes and teaches me that it overrides. Overrides? What are you overriding? If I need a pasuk of zikano, that must be telling me that really he must normally use a razor, and that's why I need a pasuk to come along and say he's allowed to do it. Because normally razor is forbidden. We establish. Is razor forbidden? Yes. Now, if I need a pasuk to come in matid the mesurah to use a razor, that means that's the only way he could do it. Otherwise, let the mesurah do a scissors. So I need the pasuk to come and teach me zekano, that the way that the mesurah shaves his beard is with a razor. That's why I need a pasuk to come along and say it is still permissible. Okay, so the Gemara continues. I used Rosho. Bediuk. So again, when the Gemara said, if you learn Rosho to come Nazir, so therefore, what do I need Zekano for? I need Zekano to teach me that that's the way Mitzvah shaves his head. He shaves his head with a razor. Umad demapik lehay Rosho lelav gereda. But according to the Tana of the Braita, that says that what? The first Braita, that Rosho is coming to just tell me, simple explanation, that normally we have an Isura Bal Takif. And the Hadush of Metzorah is to come along and say, Rosho, he's allowed to cut his hair off, even though it's normally a Bal Takif issue. So, basically. So lama li lemichtav rosho, velama li lemichtav zekano. What do you need both for? Which means, what is zekano coming to teach me? We said the zekano is talking about if he's a kohen mitzora. And what's that pasuk say? That the aseh is dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. But what do you need it for? Mashma lemitchilav gereda. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that once I tell you that the aseh can push away a lo ta'aseh, so therefore, once it pushes away the lo ta'aseh, what's the difference between a lo ta'aseh or lo ta'aseh and an aseh? The chaura, once already you're pushing away the lo ta'aseh, which I guess is the stronger one, and you can push it away, so then you can push it away. What do I need two pesukim? What do I need one pesuk to say? Aseh dohe lo ta'aseh, and then I need a pesuk to come and tell me aseh dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. Which means, bottom line, it sounds like the pasuk is coming to tell me Rosho. Bottom line, the Nazir, I'm sorry, the Mitzorah can shave his head. It's Batakif, I don't care, shave his head. Now you're coming to tell me. And what if the Mitzorah is a Kohen? Oh, if he's a Kohen, he can shave his hair, and I'm not worried about the problem of the Aseh and the Lot Aseh. We said he could shave his hair. What did you say he could shave his hair? It says he could shave his hair in all situations. So why are you making a haluk between this one and that one? You could shave your hair under all circumstances. So why do I need two pesukim to come and tell me he could shave his hair? So he comes along and says, Shane pesukim neru bistam. Which means, when the pasuk says a mitzvah shaves his hair, does it tell me, unless he's a kohen? Mitzvah shaves his hair. So what the mitzvah shaves his hair sounds like? Always. So what do I need a pasuk? Mitzvah can shave his hair. And the mitzvah can shave his hair, even if he's a kohen. It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, you need it. He says, Hilkach shakulu. Which means it's bottom line shakul, which means both of them Nazir v'Kohen are equal. V'yavo shenehem, let them learn it from one pasuk. We could learn Nazir and Kohen from the same pasuk. Why do I need two pasukim? One would be enough. So I'm reading again. Uman de'mapik le'lahay rosho le'lav gereda. Lama li nemichtav rosho ve'lama li nemichtav Zekano. Why do I need the pasuk of Zekano to come and tell me the din of Kohen Mitzora? That is there's a lav and an aseh, which means it would have been enough just to come and tell me Zekano or Rosho, and I could learn Mashma Limitchi Lav Gereda. Pasuk comes to tell me I can be over the regular lav of Gilua, Umashma Limitchi Lo Taseh Vaseh, which is equal. So Gemara says, no. Really, you need special pasukim. Kohen Min Nazir lo yalif. I would not be able to learn just because you're telling me that if the mitzora is a kohen, that you're telling me. If the mitzora is a nazir, you're telling me that you could be over. I would not know kohen from there. Kohen min nazir lo yalif. Why not? Because I would say sheken yeshno b'she'ela. A nazir, you're able to get out of through she'ela, go to the rabbi and get out of it. So, but maybe I would say only aseh dohe lo ta'aseh va'aseh by nazir. Because why? Because it's a weaker one. Why is it a weaker one, nazir? Because it's subject to the laws of she'ela. But maybe a kohen, no. And nazir me kohen lo yalif. And I would not be able to learn nazir from the law of kohen, sheken lav she'eno sheve bakol. Kohen has a weakness also. What's Kohen's weakness? It's not Shaveh Bakol. It doesn't apply to ladies. So therefore, if you would tell it to me by one of them, I would not know the other. Ube'alma lo yalfinan minayu. And therefore, I cannot learn from Kohen and Nazir clearly to everywhere else because they both have kulot. So therefore, mishum di'ikal mefrake da'amran. I can say, ma le kohen shehu eno Shaveh Bakol. Ma le nazir sheshayach be'she'ela. And therefore, I cannot learn from each other. So therefore, I need separate pesukim to come and tell me.
Then you can learn to every other case once you combine them?
No. So because they both have kulot.
Exactly.
So I need both. So therefore, I need one pesuk is coming to tell me Rosho, which is the regular case of Stam Mesorah, that you could be over the lav, and then I have the pasuk of Zekano that's coming to tell me Hakafat Arosh Zekano is Kohen Mitzora, and I don't learn Kohen Mitzora from the Nazir. I need a special pasuk for that because I would say maybe Nazir is more lenient. That's why I have the Kohen. I can't learn Kohen. So therefore, you need Pesukim to come and tell me all these factors. Okay, now let's just see if we have a Hazara of this daf, which is Baruch Hashem. Daf?
Mem Zayin,
correct. Mem Zayin was the... Correct. Who's able to be mitame for mitzvah? Correct. So let's discuss over here, Rabotai. The Gemara discusses, not Nunchet. The Gemara discusses or suggests that there is a machloket tana'im if completely shaving the head is a violation of akafah. Two braito. We saw the two braito. Discusses the extra word rosho in the pasuka mitzorah. The first says it teaches the mitzorah shaves his head with his entire body, despite the normal prohibition of akafah. Second braita says it teaches the Nazir was a mitzvah shaved despite the Nazir's prohibition to shave. The second Tana holds that what? Hakafat arosh, lo shemi hakafat. That's why I need the Pasuk to come and tell me, aseh dohe lo taaseh, naaseh. And the first one comes and tells me, no, you need it to come and tell me that it overrides the Isur. So every machloket Tanaim is hakafat arosh. Isur matura or not? Rava suggests that no, all Tanaim agree that completely shaving that is permitted. But the first Tana interprets the Pasuk as following, as allowing even a shaver to do it in a forbidden matter, which means even if you did it first, and then you cut the rest of there, that's even permissible. And then the Gemara says, no, it's rejected. Because the Shagi says, if there's a way to do a Be'etir, you got to do a Be'etir. The Gemara then instead that both Tanaim hold that Kafat Arosh is normally prohibited. And then what is the Pasukim coming to tell me? The reason the second Tana could apply the Pasuk to Nazir to override even a lot asen ase is because he already derived the general principle that ase dohe lot ase from sisit. So he doesn't need the Pasuk of Rosho to come and tell me ase dohe lot ase because he learned ase dohe lot ase from sisit. And the other reason why the rabbi couldn't learn that because he learned sisit for something else. He learned sisit to come and tell me mean kanaf, azako baruch. Okay. And the last thing, Rava said, mekel adam kol gufo betar. We didn't do that? Oh, that's coming up. Yeah, we can do it. They want us to, get to where? They want us to get to... Yeah, but that's the... He's coming to the new item now. Why did he put that there? Yeah, it's up to Mekel Adam. All right, let's read it. If he's giving it to us, we'll do it. Amarav, Mekel Adam kol gufo betar. A person is allowed to shave his whole body, even, let's say, the private parts under his arms and all that. Not the pi'ot. Outside of the pi'ot, obviously. You can never cut your pi'ot. It's not a question. Can a guy shave, man, can he shave all his hair off? So he says, yeah, he can shave all his hair off. Betar. Even though it's a lady's thing to do. And the Adush over there is that you're really not allowed to do ladies' things. Just showing how to cross-dress. Like the Pasuk says, lo yilbash yevel simlat isha. But over here, he's saying, even though it's a lady's thing to do, it's okay. Maybe it's not a lady's thing to do. If a person, man, cuts all his hair off in the private parts under his arm, it's forbidden because it's a lady's thing. So the braita that says it's asur is talking about where he uses a razor. Ladies use razors. And that's why he gets malkut. However, Rav, he just said mekel adam. You could cut it off. He didn't say how to cut it off. And he means you're doing it with a scissors. What are you talking about? It says tar. Rav saying is tar. How can you say he's talking about his scissors? Veha Rav namibitar kamar. It says can tar. Like a razor, meaning a scissors. Amar v'chaya bar abba bar v'yohanan ha-ma'avir bet ha-sheikhi u-bet ha-arba lo-keh. He says a man that shaves the hair in those private areas, that's malkut, because it's a lady's thing to do. Meti ve-ha. Exactly, which sounds like it's a soon, nonetheless. Right, because he doesn't say a tar. Meti ve-ha-avarat se'ar ena medavre Torah ena medavre sofrim. How do you say you get malkut? Even according to the opinions, it sounds like it's only soon drabanan. Okay, but what do you think I said? My look in, I made it come up with a banan. All I meant to say is you get Malkut in a banan. That's it. Let's see how far he goes. Another version is presented on the next step. Okay, beauty. So let's go finish this one over here. Right, it says, but when he said Malkut, he didn't mean Minatora. I meant Midrabanan. Rab said, Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Betar. A man may shave his entire his entire body with a razor, and is not in violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a braita. Hamavir betashech yubetar vezilokeh. The answer: no, the braita speaks about shaving with a razor. The rabbi was talking about with a scissors. And when he meant a razor, he meant something that's like a razor, which is a scissors. Rabbi Yohanan said that one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malkut, which the Gemara says, what do you mean? It sounds like it's midrabanan. He said, yeah, that's what I meant. Malkut midrabanan. Okay, the siman of Nunchet is Noah. Noah Goldberg, the zookeeper?
I know why Goldberg.
What is he doing over here? Okay, Noah, I got Noah. Noah Goldberg. What's the chokhmah in Goldberg? Okay, and zookeeper.
The person that gave them the idea sometimes.
Oh, he puts his name in there?
He put the name.
Uh-huh. Okay, Noah Goldberg. Zookeeper, because Noah was a zookeeper. Okay, B'Shem Omro, exactly. So you have to have a name, it's not to remember the guy who gave him the siman. Noah Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper, Mitzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he was mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head. Okay, that's the din of the first answer that we said maybe he's shaving once and then two shots. Was finally released when the man came to shear wool to make his seed that caused it to be both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was Hayab Malkut for shaving his armpits. Okay, Rabotai, we need to do this again.